Hi, Michaela Lafrac here. The podcast you are about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela Lafrac. Substance abuse is an ever-present beast in many, if not most, Vermont cities and towns. Later in the show, we're going to hear from a recovery center in Newport that works with kids in middle and high school to help prevent addiction or intervene early. But first, we head to Barry City. Just last week, residents elected Tom Lazon as mayor. It's a position he's held before. He was mayor for 12 years until 2018 and then became a city councilor. Lazon is an accountant, property owner, and developer, skills he says will help him move Barry City forward by creating new housing and protecting the city from future flooding. Barry was one of the hardest hit areas in the state during last summer's flooding. Mayor Tom Lazon joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Michaela.
And we're glad to have you here. Now, Mayor, let's start with last summer's flooding. It was one of the key issues in this recent mayoral race. What are some of the ways in which the floods continue to have an impact on your community?
Well, I mean, much of the impact we haven't actually felt yet. This evening, we'll be getting a briefing at my request. We'll be getting a briefing from the city manager on where our current budget, where our current operating deficit stands. We know we're going to experience an operating deficit. Our fiscal year ends on June 30th, but we haven't yet quantified how much that operating deficit is going to be. I'm certain it's going to be well above six figures, probably approaching $500,000.
Hmm. Has the state government offered any forms of support?
Well, we were very fortunate. Our legislative delegation was successful in lobbying for the city to receive $1 million, but we received that $1 million. That will be, again, in our current year operating fund. So if you look forward just 1 year as we start to build our 24-25 budget, we're starting out $1 million in the hole. So it's sort of a mixed blessing. We're certainly grateful for the support, but we acknowledge that it makes next year that much more difficult.
Mm. So more financial impacts still to play out. What about in terms of effects on infrastructure and maintenance needs?
I mean, obviously, roads were affected by floodwaters. Again, we were very grateful for assistance that we received on the north end from the state of Vermont, assistance in rebuilding Route 302, which was virtually impassable. But, you know, some of the other effects are the effects on our grant list. We had over 300 structures that were affected. We've abated property taxes on approximately 50 of those structures to date. Just the few quarters that we have abated, that's over $100,000 in revenue that we won't see. So we've got our work cut out for us, Michaela, but we can do it.
Let's talk about a specific project that has been proposed in Barry City. Last fall, Governor Phil Scott released a plan to redevelop the North End neighborhood with a park and some apartment buildings, multi-story buildings. First, you're a developer and a property owner. Do you have any official role in this project outside of your role as mayor?
Oh, no. No, absolutely not.
What are your views on the project as it was proposed by the mayor, or excuse me, by the governor in the fall? And have you spoken with him about it recently?
I have. And what the governor proposed was assistance. I don't think the governor and governor never intended to propose a specific project. Governor came to a regular meeting of the Barry City Council, which in and of itself was unprecedented. I've served the city for decades, and I can never remember a sitting governor coming to a city council meeting offering a $50 million project and offering his pledge to help. So that in and of itself was unprecedented, and we're so grateful for that support. But we have a lot of work to do. At that same meeting, Secretary Curley, Lindsey Curley, was also at that meeting. And I'm someone who thrives on deadlines. I like plans, I like procedure, and I like to have a deadline. And I asked the secretary, when do you need to have us respond with our vision for what the North End might look like? And she responded March 31st of 2024. We held a series of neighborhood meetings throughout the city so that we could get feedback from residents in terms of what their vision was for the North End. And then we kind of stalled. And that was, you know, one of the frustrations that I voiced during the campaign. It's May, and we still don't have that plan. We don't have that conceptual plan. So one of the things that I'm going to be asking the administration and the council to do is get going on that plan and let's finalize it.
Well, we received an email ahead of today's show from Barry City's outgoing mayor, Jape Hemrick, who I should note endorsed your opponent in the mayoral race during this last race. He shared his concerns about the plan as it exists in its most recent form, writing in part that the proposed multi-story units are at a scale at which no developer has taken on in central Vermont, and said that the plan also showed homes being demolished that only got a little water in them from last summer's flooding, and the folks who live there now would in most cases not have been able to afford another home in Vermont based on eminent domain valuation. Ultimately, his question seems to be, how much does this project reflect the values of the people of Barry City, and who will benefit?
Well, first of all, I guess I'd like to ask former Mayor Hemrick, why he didn't do something about it. He had almost a year to advance that plan. I think what he might be referring to is the governor's conceptual plan that said, well, it could look like this, but we need to have the folks in Barry, we need to have our neighborhoods respond and let us know what their vision is. And I'm not aware that anyone hasn't advocated, you know, we're a dense city, we're a small city in terms of our area. So I'm not aware that anyone has said that they wouldn't like multi-story buildings.
And what about the concern that some buildings would be demolished that perhaps shouldn't be?
That some buildings would be demolished?
Yes, Jake Hemrick wrote that the plan had showed homes being demolished that only got a small amount of water in them from flooding, and the people who'd be displaced by that demolition wouldn't be able to afford another place to live in Vermont.
Well, again, he's referring to the governor's conceptual plan, and when the governor came in, the governor readily admitted that he said, this is not what your final plan is going to look like. I'm looking for feedback from you. And then, unfortunately, the city did nothing. We held a series of neighborhood meetings and did absolutely nothing to advance our own plan, and that's something we should be doing. As far as demolishing buildings that only received a small amount of water, well, buildings that received a small amount of water translated to $30,000 to $40,000 in damage to infrastructure, to heating systems, to electrical panels. So there are homes that are going to continue to be affected by flooding, and even if they're affected, as the former mayor said, a little bit, that's too much. So I think we can do better in the North End, and I think we need to start.
On your list of priorities for the coming months, where does this North End development project stand?
It's very high on the list of priorities, and I think it's high on everyone's priority list. I'm not aware of anyone who campaigned for mayor or city council who indicated that, rebuilding and mitigating flood effects on the North End was a low priority for them. So I think housing, and that's the good part. The good part is that everyone who is sitting on the city council that I'm aware of shares the same priorities, North End recovery and mitigation, our flood recovery, our financial stability, housing. You know, we all share those priorities. It's just coming up with a conceptual plan and collateral pieces that we can advance.
Well, with housing, which we've been discussing, comes taxes, property taxes, to be specific, a major issue of debate in this past legislative session and continues moving forward as a number of school districts, including the Barry Union Unified School District, have failed to pass a budget, in large part due to these concerns over rising property taxes, which help fund the school systems in Vermont. If a budget doesn't pass, the school district can borrow, I believe it's up to 87% of last year's budget. Barry's budget has failed twice now. Mayor Lassad, how did you vote on the budget?
I did not support the budget.
Why not?
I think the path is unsustainable. You know, we look at school spending, and not just in Barrie City, but throughout Vermont. It is an unsustainable path. You can't continue to have 18% increases on the education side of property taxes. It just, the math doesn't work.
So what's the path forward here?
The path forward is either, you know, I chaired the school board many, many years ago, decades ago, when we looked at how we were delivering educational services. And at that point in time, we had 5 neighborhood schools in the city of Barrie. And the interesting thing back then, and this is probably 30 years ago, was if you went from ward to ward, if you went from school to school, the experience couldn't be more different. There were certain schools where the parents were very involved and really supported the school, and it was a different atmosphere. And this is in a 3-square-mile city. So we changed the model. We recognized that we couldn't keep pouring money into these school buildings that weren't even up to code. So it was a bold step, and we closed our 5 neighborhood schools, and we built a central school. We changed the delivery model. It's nothing in Vermont and in Barrie City. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. You know, it's something that's going to take time. But we can't continue to increase budgets by, you know, 18% to 23% while we do it.
Mm. But then what happens in the next school year if Barrie's school budget is about 87% of what it was last year?
Yeah, I wouldn't be a proponent of 87%. I'm hopeful. There were a lot of voices in the room. I'm hopeful that going forward, our school district can reschedule the vote. I think they can listen to the concerns of the voters. And I think there is a path forward. I think there's a common ground. I think everyone wants to support our schools, but everyone also recognizes that we can't continue to see these double-digit increases.
Mm. Well, Mayor Lassonde, let me ask you about another issue that went before voters in Barrie City. The city voted on a charter change to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections. One other Vermont town has this policy on the books, Brattleboro. You opposed the idea, and it also didn't pass. Why did you oppose it?
Well, for a few reasons. First of all, it occurred to me after we had all of the discussions that I heard from a lot of adults. I heard from a lot of people who were in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. Interestingly, through all the meetings we had, I never heard from one 16 or 17-year-old who supported the idea. So, that made me think a little bit, well, if it's something that 16 and 17-year-olds want so much, why weren't they willing to weigh in a public meeting? Secondly, it occurred to me also, or it actually was pointed out to me by our former city clerk, Carol Dawes, that while 16 and 17-year-olds could vote, they couldn't sit on the city council. They couldn't sit in a school board seat. So, you know, honestly, as I looked at it, it felt a little disingenuous to me that we would use them for their vote, but we won't allow them to run for office.
Hmm. Oh, Mayor Lassonde, are you with us? Heard some shuffling there.
Okay. I'm sorry?
I just wanted to make sure you're still with us. We heard some phone shuffling there, but we're all good to go. So ahead of today's show, we received some emails with concerns about your personal style of communication in council meetings. One person went so far as to say it affects people's interest in participating in local government. Another says that a majority of the new council members are progressive women and their agenda does not align with yours, and asks, how are you going to work with them in a productive way and respect the will of the majority who elected them in Barrie City? I'm curious for your responses there and other concerns about your style of communication.
I guess I tend to be direct and honest. I don't have ulterior motives. As far as, you know, it's interesting that people would draw that conclusion. I held the office for 12 years. I was effective during those 12 years. We got projects done during those 12 years. And interestingly, we haven't even had a council meeting yet. And people are already saying that my agenda doesn't align with theirs and that we can't work together. Well, gee, that sounds productive, doesn't it?
So you're not concerned?
Well, look, if people want to make up their mind about me and people who don't even know me want to judge me, look, I can't, you know, I make progress. That's how I roll. Mm. So, you know, I do value people's opinions, but I also value deadlines. You know, we have to get going. We are going on 11 months since this flood, and we don't have a recovery plan. That's unconscionable, and that's not on me. That's on the former mayor.
Well, Mayor Lauzon, we have about a minute left with you now. We've talked a lot about some of the challenges that Barry City faces, some of the changes that might be coming to the city. But I want to end by giving you an opportunity to tell us about your favorite thing about Barry City, something that you hope never changes.
My favorite things that will never change in Barry. This is a community, I served on the Mayor Coalition for a dozen years, and I would talk to other mayors in other communities, and they'd talk to me about how hard it would be to raise money for good causes in their community. And I thought about Barry, and that's just not the case. People who can't even afford to give you $25 will give you $25. And, you know, the sense of community here in Barry and how strong it is, how badly people want to succeed, and how willing they are to do their share, you know, that's something that's very unique. And, you know, in Barry, I don't think that's ever going to change. So, look, I'm here to work with people. I'm here to value people. But most importantly, I'm here to move this community forward. We're going to have a tough time if we don't.
That's Barry City Mayor Tom Lauzon. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in the new
term. Thanks for having me. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.